Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Calm and Confident, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to conquer life's chaos, one perfectly executed deep breath at a time. I'm Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, we're tackling something huge today. Managing fear and anxiety in those high-pressure situations that feel like they're designed to shred your nerves. Ever felt like your heart is doing the Macarena in your chest right before a big presentation? You know that feeling when deadlines loom like hungry dragons, ready to devour your sanity? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the good news. You don't have to be ruled by fear. Stoicism, my friends, is your secret weapon for turning those moments of panic into power moves. First things first, let's remember that anxiety is a normal human experience. It's not some character flaw or weakness. Think of it like an alarm system. Sometimes it goes off when there's genuine danger, but often it's triggered by perceived threats that might not even exist. Our brains are wired to prioritize survival, so they tend to overreact in situations that feel stressful or uncertain. But here's where stoicism comes in. It teaches us how to rewire those thought patterns and respond to fear with calm, calculated action. Number 1. Accept the reality of the situation. Avoiding or denying your fear only amplifies it. Acknowledge those butterflies, that racing heartbeat, even the urge to run for cover. Recognize it's there, but don't let it control you. Think of it like a wave crashing on the shore. Feel its force, observe its power, but remember you are standing firmly on solid ground. Number 2. Focus on what is within your control. You can't control everything that happens in life, but you can control your reaction to it. Dwelling on things outside of your control just fuels anxiety. Instead, channel your energy into the things you can influence, your preparation, your attitude, your actions. Remember, a calm mind makes for clear decisions and effective action. Number 3. Practice mindfulness. When fear tries to hijack your thoughts, bring yourself back to the present moment. Focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, listen to the sounds around you. This grounding technique helps shift your attention away from anxious thoughts and allows you to respond calmly and rationally. Number 4. Visualize success. Don't just dream about conquering that presentation or acing that exam. Actively visualize yourself doing it. Imagine the feeling of confidence, the flow of your words, the satisfaction of achieving your goal. Visualization is a powerful tool for building belief and reducing anxiety because it preps your mind for success. And finally, number 5. Remember your past victories. You've faced challenges before and overcome them. Think about those moments when you felt fear but pushed through anyway. Remind yourself of your resilience and your ability to handle tough situations. This mental boost helps build confidence and equips you to face new challenges head on. Imagine this. You're about to give a presentation, your palms are sweating, your mind is racing. The audience feels like a sea of expectant faces. You could let fear paralyze you, or you can tap into that stoic strength. Accept the butterflies. They're there, but they don't define you. Focus on the message you want to deliver, not the potential for failure. Take deep breaths, visualize a successful presentation, and remember those times you've spoken confidently before. You've got this. So, folks, what are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Remember, fear is a natural emotion, but it doesn't have to control you. Stoicism equips us with the tools to manage anxiety, respond calmly to pressure, and ultimately thrive in those high-stakes situations. This isn't about becoming some emotionless robot. It's about harnessing your emotions, understanding their power, and choosing how to respond. Let me know what resonates with you. Share your thoughts, experiences, or even that one time you faced a fearsome situation and came out on top. Join the conversation on our social media channels and let's keep this stoic journey going together. Until tomorrow, stay calm, stay confident, and remember, you're capable of incredible things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.